we get to have a good old chat with Dr. Anton Janse van Rensburg, who is in the studio with us today as well. He is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition and is a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching, and besides having authored and co-authored 2 books, he presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the fields of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants, as well as noble metals. Dr. Anton, you are a local, you know your way around the studio and being with us, but how are you today? How are we finding you?
No, thank you. It's wonderful to be here, Pinky. Good afternoon to your listeners. I'm really well and excited to do week 4.
Can you believe it? It feels like they just
just flew.
Dr. Anton, as you've mentioned, this is our 4th week talking about the diseases of winter. Can you give a bit of a recap for those listeners that were either not here or may have forgotten what we spoke about?
Okay, Pinky. So like you said, we're in week 4. I'm quickly going to give a recap of what we've done so far. So we started in week 1. So let me just give the 3 pillars of my approach. Pillar 1 is how to, special disease fighting substances. All of this, dealing with winter illness, the illnesses of winter, how to treat them, how to prevent them. So we said pillar 1, special disease fighting substances. Pillar 2, life-saving nutrition. Pillar 3, immune boosting habits. And what we did in week 1, I explained to everybody how the nose is the place where infection starts, especially when your nose gets cold, as it gets cold in winter. And the way that I help my patients overcome that is to use a spray that contains some silver atoms, okay? So preferably from a pharmacy registered producer. You can find these products in South Africa. And then to drink about 20 mils of silver per day, and should you fall ill, and then you can nebulize 5 milliliters of this silver 3 times a day. And then we moved on. The week after that, we spoke about sunshine, and we shared some beautiful scriptures, the Lord can use the sun to help us stay healthy. God gave us the sun. And sunshine helps to produce many nutrients, but 2 particular ones, vitamin D and melatonin, both fight infection. Then we spoke about hydration, how important it is to remain hydrated in winter. And then we spoke about how many people respond negatively to the 10 allergens that are in bovine dairy.
A very holistic recap. Thank you. I feel like we're up to speed now. Which components of the 3 pillars are we dealing with today?
Okay, so today we're dealing with more than one. We're dealing with 2 major topics. So I'm going to already apologize to your listeners that the 2 topics that we're dealing with today, they're massive. They actually deserve half an hour each just to explain them. But we're going to just briefly give the outlines of that. And it deals with life-saving nutrition and immune-boosting habits. We're going to deal with both today, and we're going to deal with fasting as the first one.
Wow, fasting. Dr. Anton, fasting is something that is mentioned regularly in the Bible, but few people connect fasting with health benefits. You mentioned that you want to talk about fasting today, but it sounds very difficult to achieve. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a layman.
Yeah, people, I think when people hear fasting, they stress a bit because they see themselves for the next 21 days not having any food. there's a place for it. I mean, if God calls you to do a fast, then you're obedient and you do a fast, and there's a time that you do it for, and there's a purpose, and there's more time in prayer, that's fine. But what I'm talking about here are short fasts. And the other word for it is intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting. Now, I think many of the listeners have heard of this. And the type of intermittent fast that my patients do the most is something called 16-8, where you stop eating at 7 o'clock at night and you have breakfast the following morning at 11. So you can hear now most of that fast, you fast asleep. excuse the pun.
Sure.
Right. Fast asleep. And so after 7 o'clock, you can still drink beverages, but they can't contain kilojoules. So you can't have these big milky beverages or honey or sugar that's in the beverage. But this is intermittent fasting. And so basically, this is what I tell many of my patients to do.
Sure. I'm really curious about this because I hear the word intermittent fasting thrown around quite a lot in society. Can you elaborate on this shorter fasting program that you've called intermittent fasting, please?
Okay, so there's quite a bit of research now that I'm just going to run through, you know, why I tell my patients to do this and why this remains important in winter. Now, most people hear about intermittent fasting and they think, you know, it's about weight loss. That's where you hear about it the most. You know, yeah. People want to lose weight. And lo and behold, there is actually research that shows the mechanism how intermittent fasting can increase growth hormone and have a whole a range of chemical triggers that will help you to lose weight. And why is weight loss important in the context of our 8-week winter disease fighting program? It's because when you carry extra weight, your immune system is under stress. And we saw that with COVID. We saw that when people carry extra weight, their COVID was worse. And so we saw that dysregulation of the immune system. But just in short, if I can just hyper-focus on the immune system and fasting. And remember now, intermittent fasting deserves half an hour section of its own. But you will reduce with intermittent fasting, 16:8. Remember now, here in the morning, you can have beverages, but they can't have kilojoules. It must be black coffee, black tea, or a tiny bit of milk in it. But you are going to manage inflammation. So your cytokines and these inflammatory markers are more modulated.
Sure.
You will regulate immune cells. We now know that certain white blood cells are better regulated in people who do these short fasts. Your gut microbiome, which is a topic that we're still going to get to, the bacteria in your intestine are going to love you for this fast. There will be a better environment in the intestine, and the intestine is incredibly important for your immune system. And then I've now mentioned about metabolic health, because now this is how you start to reverse insulin resistance. You don't want to be insulin resistant in winter or any other time for that matter. So it's very important that people start looking at this. I do this with everybody. I do this with people in their late teenage years. I start teaching young people just to stretch that fasting time during the night. So intermittent fasting, and there's a lot more to say about that, really is something that people can have a look at.
Wow, I definitely learned a few new things about intermittent fasting. In fact, I'm thinking about when I'm going to kickstart that part of what we talk about. Dr. Anton, you also mentioned at the start of our conversation that we will also talk about carbohydrates as the second topic for today. How could that be linked to colds and flu?
Right. So like I said, and you know, I nearly want to apologize again, because I mean, these are enormous topics that we are dealing with here. But a lower carbohydrate diet links with intermittent fasting as probably the two most powerful interventions that I have in my practice to help people to reverse insulin resistance. And in some cases, even full-blown diabetes. I have documented patient cases where people who are type 2 diabetics because of lifestyle have managed to reverse that condition completely. Now, this, you know, you can't just make a blanket statement that everybody who has type 2 diabetes are going to reverse it easily. It doesn't work that way, but some people can do it. And carbohydrates. Okay, what are we talking about here? We're talking about carbohydrates, things that the sugars that you find in potato, in pasta, in bread, in rice, in pop. We're talking about the sugars that you find in those foods. And obviously there's also then very simple carbohydrates, or carbohydrates with a very high glycemic index, like in cold drinks. all these gas cold drinks that we buy in the shops, and even fruit juice, undiluted fruit juice, is full of refined carbohydrates.
Sure.
So these two, intermittent fasting, let me just say that again, you stop eating at 7 at night and you have your breakfast at 11. If that's too difficult for you, then you can do it at 10 o'clock, but start somewhere. But we now know that refined carbohydrates, let's just say again, this is now, if you have a lot of the pasta, the rice, the bread, the pop, then you dysregulate your immune system. And it starts with inflammation. Because the inflammation that the refined carbohydrates cause, they have an effect on immune function. The second thing that the carbohydrates impact is your gut. Remember, Pinky, I told you, where is your immune system? It's in the gut. Most of it's in the gut. The same glands you have under your chin. You know when you have a sore throat and you get these swollen glands under your mandible, your chin? Most of those glands, 80% to be exact, is in the lining of the gut.
Sure.
So that's where your immune response takes place. And so if you can find a way to improve your gut microbiome, in our next session, we're going to have so much fun. We are going to delve into that. It's going to blow people's minds away, because it did mine as I started doing all the research.
Sure.
But the thing is, intermittent fasting is going to improve your gut health and having a lower carbohydrate. So first you remove the refined carbs, and then it's still good to have some carbohydrates, but rather get them from your low-carb veggies, like your patty pans, baby cucumber, your broccoli, your cauliflower, some carrots, some sweet potato. I say some because I don't have a mountain of sweet potato. You can overload on anything, actually.
Yeah.
Then carbs still, blood sugar regulation. We know that people's immune systems have the Sunday lunch effect. You know that feeling when you had a massive Sunday lunch?
Yeah.
Now everyone crawls to a nearby bed to have a nap. Your white blood cells feel exactly the same and their functioning is impaired. You create lazy white blood cells when you eat too many refined carbohydrates in a particular meal. And then nutrient density. You know what? You're not going to get that many nutrients from a bowl of white rice than what you would have if you had a bowl of low-carb veggies with maybe a nice steak next to it or a nice piece of chicken next to it. Hmm. Remember now, the fats on meat and the fats in chicken got a bad rap for the wrong reason in the past. Hmm. We should be avoiding the processed fats, the margarines, the sunflower oils, the canola oils, and we should be focusing on the stable fats that God put in nature.
Hmm.
The coconut oils, the olive oils, the avocado, and then the fats on meat. And they will help you not to crave the carb that you're sitting here listening to me now at the moment. You're craving your potato already for the afternoon because you haven't got enough fat in your system. And that Pinky, is the outline of a gigantic topic, but it will help you with your immune system.
Yeah, Dr. Anton, I feel like today you particularly came after me. I'm one of those people that always say if I were to get stuck in an island somewhere and they told me I could only pick one meal, I would pick potatoes. So I am panicking because I feel like, how am I going to live? But I'm looking forward to more conversation as you continue to debunk some of the things that we believe about certain things. Friends, we've come to that time where we have to say goodbye to Dr. Anton. But just for today, if you've got any questions following the conversation, you can totally get in touch with us in studio 071-364-0376. You can reference your message as like Dr. Anton chats, I guess. And yeah, we'll make sure that he gets your questions. We hope to discuss your questions at the start of every show, but when we don't have any questions, we dive right deep into the conversation. If you would like to read more about Dr. Anton, you can visit his website at www.dranton.co.za. Dr. Anton, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pinky.